Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers insider, was at practice today. Jeff, was today a good news or bad news injury day?
Good news injury day. It's only Witherspoon who I can't see playing at all this week and maybe for a couple of weeks. That's out. And everybody else, I mean, the one that everybody's looking towards when you look about or look at the impact that not having TJ Watt has made was Minka. And Minka's been out there for all the snaps and appears ready to go, barring some, you know, late setback with his concussion.
I saw Ogunjobi's name on there. I'm a big Ogunjobi guy, but nothing to worry
you
about.
Are.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Jeff,
all right.
Nothing to worry about there?
Nothing to worry about there. There's, you know, those veteran days off, they come every once in a while.
Okay. Who's going to punt on Sunday?
It looks like Harvin. Harvin's been fine. I mean, Jordan Berry remains on the practice squad, so if you know, anything were to happen the next few days, he's there and available. But, yeah, Harvin looks fine. Looks like, you know, listen, they don't punt a ton. They have those machines that simulate punts that do a lot of the special teams work. So it's not like, you know, they're going to wear themselves out, but I think he's tested himself enough, and, you know, he's been full the first couple of days. So it looks like Harvin will be out there on Sunday.
Those machines, what, they burn out after they simulate about 10,000 punts, Jeff, roughly?
I don't know what the life is, but it's funny now what you can do. Like, you can set them up to do all kinds of different stuff. And, yeah, that's
Jeff,
fun. That's part of the fun of practice there, watching that jokes machine.
Jeff, any reason to believe, based on what you're seeing at practice, that they will be punting less, the Steelers, against the Jets than they have in recent games so far this season?
I tell you what, if they went 7-on-7 in the real game, I'm feeling really good about this offense. Unfortunately, no, I think, listen, the Jets aren't as good. New England is not a good offense, but their defense is decent. Cleveland's defense is okay. You probably make the argument they should have scored more against Cleveland. But if what they're saying, and you know, what to a man, they are convincing, either convincing themselves of or have fact to back up, that they are improving week to week, and they're this close to having a breakout game, I do expect that they might be able to hit a couple of plays this week against the Jets, or at least I would hope.
Something's been brought to my attention. Was there a moment between you and Matt Canada today? Was there
no.
something that happened? But no?
No, I'm saying okay. that because that's the response I got from Canada to one of my questions.
No.
Yeah. But then he kind of walked it back a little bit. You know,
wait,
he was
curtain short with Jeff, and then he realized he was a little bit too much of an a-hole, and he took it back.
Yeah, he kind of walked it back and said, "Hey, I didn't mean to, you know, act that way towards your question. It's a legitimate question," and then gave, you know, an answer about how he's not going to point fingers at people as to why our offense is struggling.
Man, he loves going to the well of, and I know this isn't exactly what you just described. He loves going to the well of, "I appreciate the question and you asking it, but I'm not going to answer it." That is Matt Canada's version of whatever your favorite Mike Tomlinism is. "I appreciate the question. It's not really getting answered, though." Is he, I don't know, do you buy it at all, Jeff, with him? Like, do you buy the, when he says, "Oh, we've made the switches, the changes we needed to make," that just, I don't know. That's one as a fan and as a media person just in general. Really just as somebody on the outside, it's real tough to have that placate me and make me feel like changes are on the way.
Yeah, I think all coaches to an extent say that. They say it in different ways. You know, I think they look at film, much like players do after a game, and they explain out why we did this, why we didn't do that, and it makes sense. So I think you come into, like, by Thursday, you're feeling, okay, we know what we're doing. We're going to believe this game plan. Here's why it's going to work. And I think they do, I don't even know if it's as much talk themselves into it, but believe that they have a plan that, you know, as long as they execute, they're going to be able to, you know, they haven't been able to do it yet, but they do believe in their plan. And, you know, Canada is their guy. And I'll say this. Here's one thing I think I have noticed. You get the sense that, you know, Mike Tomlin's fingerprints are on some of this offense. That, you know, when he's when Canada's talking about, you know, ball possession and things that they need to make sure that they do, it sounds like there are things that Mike Tomlin is telling them, like, hey, this needs to be, whether it's he's directly in those meetings or the messages when you
I
set
actually
up your
get
offense,
the impression
I
that they're doing less up tempo and they're not doing more no huddle, more because of Tomlin than Canada. That's the impression
I
got today.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. And listen, I get the philosophy. I get where Canada was saying, listen, we're not going to run it the whole game. And if you don't get that first down, it is harder to set up a tempo. Now, you could do more no huddle, but if you're not trusting Trubisky to audible, do you really want to do no huddle sets that you're calling plays in where he may have to make a read, where maybe he's not allowed to make a read on that play? And then there's the other part of it. When you're running up tempo, if you have a 30-second three and out, as Canada mentioned, then you're not helping your defense out. So there is
they're not helping their defense as it is right now. So why not do it?
Agreed. I understand, and that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if that's more Tom and like, hey, we need to be out on the field. And
well, I absolve Canada of this largely and put it right back on the head coach, who can talk about complimentary football until he's blue in the face. But going three and out from a huddle as opposed to three and out from the no huddle or the tempo is hardly different, really, enough that it's going to matter for their defense, Jeff. Like, the appreciable difference in time is, what, 90 seconds there maybe?
Right. Listen, I think there was something that I've really thought about since Ryan Clark said it with you guys the other day. Maybe they really are not sure why they're struggling, and that's why they haven't made firm decisions, because there's so many little different things. They're trying to figure out exactly what is wrong with their offense, and I think that makes sense when you think about, okay, we're going to stick with the plan and continue with the same personnel because we're still trying to find out not just their identity, but what maybe our major weakness, or why we're having these weaknesses. Who is it really on?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.